Well, what was it like growing up next door to Grandma and Grandpa Hill?
Well, you know, that was my first experience with coffee, thanks to Grandma Ma. I can remember as probably a kid of about 8, maybe 9 years old, during the summers, we would go out to Grandma's house every day, and Mom and Grandma would have coffee, and I would go play, and I'd come back in the room, and they would be sipping on their coffee. And I saw it enough that I just kept pestering Mom and saying, I want some coffee, as all kids do. And Mom never would. She would say, no, you don't need any coffee. And finally, Grandma said, oh, I'll give him some. It's not going to hurt him. And so, of course, back in the day, coffee was coffee. It was either black and leaded or black and unleaded. And you put milk and sugar in it if you did anything to it. So they gave me black coffee, and they poured a little bit of milk in it to cool it off. Didn't put any sugar in it to flavor it, just milk to cool it off. So you'd think as an 8 or 9 year old kid, I would sip it and not like it, which is what Mom was expecting. However, I sipped it and absolutely loved it. And so finally, Mom allowed me to, thanks to Grandma, to start having a little bit of coffee with her just about every morning that wasn't a school morning. I would have about a half of a cup of coffee with Mom with a little bit of milk poured in it. And interestingly enough, after about 3 years of doing this, drinking lots and lots of coffee, it was so funny because every kid in my class had grown. Everybody had gone through that puberty stage and had hit a growth stage except me. And I walked through the living room one day, and there was a report on the Today Show. I remember it plain as day. And it said, new study reveals that caffeine may stunt your growth. Stopped me in my tracks, and I thought, it's all the coffee I'm drinking. And so that day, right then and there, after my grandma got me drinking coffee, I stopped drinking coffee. And here I am, 42 years old, and I still hate coffee to this day. Once I stopped drinking it, lost the flavor, the taste for it, and it doesn't matter. My wife puts all the good stuff in it these days. I tell her she drinks liquid dessert, not really coffee, and I still, to this day now, I have no taste for coffee. So, but that was thanks to Grandma. I developed a love for coffee at an early age. It's left now, of course, but that was a great memory I share with my kids, actually. So.